Herzlich willkommen bei Prantls 5a. Angenehm anders als alle anderen. Das heisst es auch heute wieder in meinem Strategie-Podcast. In dem Podcast, wo ich mit erfolgreichen Unternehmern über die Einzigartigkeit von ihren IT- und Softwareunternehmen diskutiere. Zu deiner Inspiration und als Motivation für die eigene Arbeit am Unternehmen. Mein Name ist Urs Prantl, ich bin Strategieprofi. Seit über einem Jahrzehnt kreiere ich zukunftssichere und gesund wachsende Unternehmen und begleite ihre Unternehmerinnen und Unternehmer bei der Nachfolge und beim Firmenverkauf. Ihr hört jetzt gerade ein interaktives Gespräch über den Inhalt von meinem neuen Whitepaper «Schweizer Softwareunternehmen erfolgreich verkaufen». Das Podcastgespräch basiert auf dem hochgeladenen Whitepaper und ist automatisch von Googles Notebook LM, einer experimentellen KI, erstellt worden. Das versteht zwar Quelldokument auf Deutsch und kann dazu alle möglichen Fragen auf Deutsch und in anderen Sprachen beantworten, der Podcast selber ist aber noch in Englisch. Ich habe das Ergebnis geprüft und es entspricht weitgehend dem Inhalt von dem Whitepaper. Wer es trotzdem ganz genau und halt eben auf Deutsch wollt wissen, dem empfehle ich, das Whitepaper im Original zu bestellen. Den Link dazu findet ihr unten in den Shownotes. Sobald die Google KI den Gespräch auch in Deutsch generieren kann, möchte ich den Podcast nochmal erstellen lassen. Da bin ich schon ganz gespannt drauf. So, jetzt wünsche ich euch aber spannende 11 Minuten bei meinem ersten KI-Podcast über eine der zentralen Herausforderungen von vielen Schweizer Softwareunternehmerinnen und Unternehmern. Wie verkaufe ich mein Unternehmen erfolgreich? Oder, um es mit der KI zu sagen, how to make that dream a reality.
For a company, you're finally taking that tropical vacation, all that.
Yes.
That's what we're diving into today. How to make that dream a reality. And you brought us some fascinating research to get us started.
Indeed.
From Swiss M&A expert, Urs Prantl.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this isn't your typical sell high, retire early advice. This is the real deal.
He's seen it all. Urs Prantl, he's got some refreshingly, I would say, counterintuitive takes on what truly makes a software company attractive to buyers.
For instance, you would think timing the market is everything, right? Like yeah. Catch that wave when investors are hungry.
Right.
But Prantl throws a curveball and says, no. Finding the right buyer trumps everything else. Why is that?
It's like, imagine baking a cake. You can have that hot oven ready to go, right?
Okay.
But if your batter's not ready,
It's a disaster.
Prantl's point is both your business and you need to be ready. It's almost like that fruit, ripe for the picking.
I like that. So it's less about waiting for the stars to align in the market and more about making sure your company is, the irresistible treat.
Precisely.
That the right buyer just has to have.
Strategic fit. That's the key word here. Finding that buyer whose goals, whose vision aligns perfectly with what your company's strengths are. And this is where those three pillars of sellability come in.
Ooh, okay. The three pillars. Let's unpack this. First up, valuable business. Now, this goes beyond just having, good profits.
For sure.
It's got to be more than what's on a balance sheet, right?
Absolutely. This is where it gets interesting, especially in the fast-paced world of software.
Because, yeah.
Prantl dives into those intangible assets that make a software company really sparkle. You're not just selling lines of code, right? You're selling potential.
It's the secret sauce.
Yeah.
It's the magic behind the curtain. And Prantl actually gives examples of those tough questions.
He does, yeah.
He says a savvy buyer would be asking themselves, what makes this software stand out? Is the tech truly, truly cutting edge?
And they're going to be scrutinizing your customer base too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
A buyer's not interested in a revolving door of clients, right?
No. Stability.
They want to know, are these customers loyal? Are they going to stick around even after the acquisition?
$1 million questions those are. So if you were the buyer,
yes.
How confident are you your company would pass the test? It's a great exercise to go through. Really put yourself in the buyer's shoes. And this leads us perfectly into that second pillar, owner independence.
Okay. So Time to prove to the world that your company isn't a one-man show.
Exactly. Can your business thrive even if you're not the one steering the ship every minute of every day?
Right.
Imagine a buyer stepping in. They want to see that strong leadership team's already in place, that there are clear processes. The company's not going to fall apart if you take a day off.
They don't want to inherit chaos.
No, not at all. They're looking for scalability. That requires having those systems in place. Prantl really emphasizes this, having that right infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's crucial for a smooth transition.
So you're showing them that you've built more like a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
That's ready to race.
Exactly.
Not like a hand-cranked engine that you have to, like, get out and push.
Chuckles.
Right.
Okay. On to pillar number three.
Yes.
And this one might hit a little close to home for some founders.
It might.
Letting go.
This is where it gets personal.
It's more than just a business transaction. It's your baby in many ways.
It is. You poured your heart and soul into this company.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Letting go, even if it means a big payout, it's emotional.
Oh, yeah.
And Prantl is adamant that buyers, they can sense hesitation. Almost like a sixth sense.
Oh, really?
They can tell if you're secretly holding on, even just a little bit.
So how do you overcome that? How do you confidently answer that question, why are you selling, without letting those emotions trip you up? It's kind of like you can lead a horse to water, but...
Exactly. Exactly. You can't make them drink.
And, you know, that ties into another critical aspect that Prantl highlights, and that's figuring out what your company is actually worth.
Right. Because we all want to know that magic number, right?
Of course.
How many zeros are we talking about here?
Everyone wants to know.
But Prantl's like, hold on. He says, it's not as simple as just, you know, plugging in your financials into a formula.
No.
And voila, you've got your number. Doesn't work like that.
Not even close. He debunks that myth of this magic number valuation because, you see, every buyer, they bring their own perspective, right?
Of course, yeah.
Their own goals, their own baggage even.
Right. So how do you even begin to approach, like, putting a price tag on something like this? Because it's almost like trying to guess how much someone would pay for, I don't know, like a vintage comic book. It's so subjective.
And that's where Prantl's idea of framing comes in.
Yep.
This is a game changer. Imagine this. You're selling your house and you're talking to a friend and you just blurt out a price.
Right.
Way too low. Try to convince a potential buyer later that it's actually worth way more.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
First impressions, right?
Yeah. First impressions stick. So are you saying that, like, setting the right price from the get-go is crucial here?
Absolutely. Once that price is out there, you've set the stage right. It's like trying to reinflate a punctured tire. You can patch it up, but
it's never the same.
Yeah, never the same.
So, no lowballing. Got it. But seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what that sweet spot is?
Research. You need to look at other companies, understand the market, where it's going, where it's been, and most importantly, understand your buyer.
The buyer, yeah.
Prantl, he compares this to climbing the Matterhorn.
Okay, I like this.
You wouldn't do that without an experienced guide.
That's a terrifying thought. So you're saying you kind of need a Sherpa to navigate this, like, treacherous terrain of selling your company, right?
In a way, yes.
But, I mean, it's more than just reaching the summit.
Right.
It's about what you get to do after. It's about enjoying the view.
Precisely. And that brings us to the deal itself. And it's not just about the price tag, right? It's about structuring that deal in a way that aligns with your long-term goals.
Because maybe you don't want to just cash out and disappear. Well, maybe you want to still be involved.
Right. You might still be passionate about the product, about the company that you've built.
See your creation flourish, even under new management.
This is where, you know, you got to think outside the box a little. Earnouts, maybe becoming an advisor, even taking a stake in the buyer's company.
Ooh, interesting.
It's about crafting that win-win.
So give us some more concrete examples here. I mean, how do these different scenarios actually play out, let's say, with a software company?
Let's say you're really deeply passionate about the software you've developed. It's your baby, right?
Yeah.
You want to see it succeed. An earnout structure might be the perfect fit.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
You would get a portion of the sale up front, of course, but then additional payments based on how well the company does over the next few years.
So it's kind of like a performance bonus.
Yeah.
But for your company.
Exactly. You're incentivized to make sure the transition goes smoothly, and you get to share your expertise. Now, let's say you're thinking about retiring, but not quite ready to fully unplug.
Right.
You can negotiate a consulting agreement. where you're brought on to provide guidance for a while.
Okay, so you still have a voice, but not necessarily the final say.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, right, between what you want and what the buyer wants. And this is where having that seasoned M&A advisor, that experienced Sherpa, becomes so, so valuable.
Because they've seen it all. They know the pitfalls, the ins and outs. And Prandtl really drives home this point. Having a specialized M&A advisor is key. Someone who gets the software world.
Absolutely. Because think about it, right? A software-focused advisor, they speak the same language as those buyers.
Yes.
They understand how to value things like intellectual property, the constantly shifting trends. They know that world inside and out.
It's almost like they're that friend who always knows the best restaurants.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The hidden gems. They know the lay of the land.
They can connect you to the right people, make sure that you have a good experience overall.
Because it's so much more than just getting a good price.
Right, it is.
It's about finding that perfect match, that buyer that truly gets it, that sees the potential. And a good advisor helps you tell that story.
They do. They help you showcase the value you bring to the table.
It's like having someone in your corner who's, you know, looking out for you. They can spot those red flags, make sure you're not, like, accidentally signing away your future.
Right. They're your advocate.
Exactly. But, you know, it struck me as I was going through Prandtl's white paper, he focuses a lot on the seller's journey.
He does, yeah.
Getting you ready. But we haven't talked as much about the buyer's perspective.
The other side of the coin.
Exactly. And Prandtl touches on it, but I think it's worth digging a little deeper.
Absolutely. It's that old saying, right? Before you judge someone, walk a mile in their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So in this case, we want to walk a mile in the buyer's shoes, see your company through their eyes.
Okay, so it's not just about your bottom line. It's about understanding what they're looking for. What's motivating them to make that acquisition?
Exactly. Ask yourself, what are their pain points? What are they trying to achieve? What would make them see your company as that missing piece?
It's about shifting from like a me-centered mindset to more of a we-centered approach.
It's a partnership.
Yes. A successful sale has got to be a two-way street.
100%. And honestly, that shift in thinking, it can be huge. It lets you tailor your pitch, highlight what really matters to them.
Instead of just, you know, here's my company, take it or leave it.
Right.
It's more like, here's how we can solve your problems, help you achieve your goals.
Now you're speaking their language. That's how you turn it from just a transaction into like a true partnership.
Because at the end of the day, that's got to be the goal, right? I mean, that's how you get those win-win scenarios Prandtl talks about, where everyone feels good about the deal and optimistic about the future.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where your goals align. So that even after you've handed over the reins, the company's set up for success.
And maybe you are too. So there you have it. We've taken you on this deep dive into selling your software company with a little help from Urs Prandtl and his really insightful perspective.
It's been a good one.
It has. But remember, it's not just about, you know, timing the market or even having a valuable business, though that helps.
Okay.
It's about finding that right buyer, understanding their needs.
And showing them the potential.
Exactly. Showing them why your company is the answer to their prayers. And who knows, maybe that tropical vacation is closer than you think.
Wenn dir der Podcast gefallen hat, dann abonniere Prandtl's 5A gerade jetzt in deiner Podcast-App. Der Podcast erscheint einmal im Monat. Du findest ihn auf meiner Webseite kmu-mentor.ch und natürlich auf allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen. Ich freue mich auch sehr über ein Like und deine Vernetzungsanfrage auf LinkedIn. Urs Prandtl, das schreibt sich P-R-A-N-T-L, findest du dort ganz einfach. Mein Name ist nämlich einzigartig. Bist du selber in einem erfolgreichen IT-Unternehmen tätig und möchtest in diesem Podcast von eurer Einzigartigkeitsstrategie berichten? Oder kennst du jemanden, den ich unbedingt zu seiner Strategie interviewen sollte? Dann bin ich gespannt auf ein Mail von dir auf urs.prandtl@kmu-mentor.ch.